This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's obesity rate is on the rise, just like the entire U.S., according to an annual report from the Trust for America's Health. It found 19 states have adult obesity rates above 35%. A decade ago, no state had an adult obesity rate above that. Colorado has among the lowest obesity rates, but, says the group's Dara Lieberman,
Colorado had a slight increase to about 25% of adults having obesity in 2021. So it's a steady increase from a decade ago where their rate was right about 20% of adults.
She says solutions should focus on food insecurity and health disparities, often at the root of diet-related issues. Two volunteer coaches from Pueblo South High School's football team have been suspended after a fight at Friday night's Cannon game in Pueblo. Athletes from both teams also faced disciplinary actions. Officials ended the game just before halftime after the fight erupted. Pueblo D60 says it could still issue other disciplinary actions. The rivalry between the two schools began in 1959. It became the Cannon game in 1976 when the victor began taking a real Civil War era cannon back to their school. El Paso County gave more than a dozen municipalities and water districts grants to improve water infrastructure in the region yesterday. The roughly $20 million comes from the American Rescue Plan Act. County Commissioner Kerry Geithner says much of the work will focus on renewable water.
And how we're going to make sure that we can provide sustainable water for a long period of time as we continue to grow.
That includes contaminant removal and work in rural areas. Right now in Denver, it's 84 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.